And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Search and rescue teams are searching to reach dozens feared trapped after a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked wide swaths of Turkey and neighboring Syria on Monday, killing thousands of people. VOA's Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul.
The effort now is to get these people out alive. Now, they are struggling against the elements. The region is in the grip of a very severe winter. As we speak now at night, temperatures are plummeted below zero. Freezing rain along with snow brings with it the risk of hypothermia for anyone that is trapped in these buildings, and even for the wider population, that many of them have lost their homes and now on the streets.
That's VOA's Dorian Jones from Istanbul. The deadly earthquake hit hard in areas that house millions of Syrians already displaced by war, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In Syria's Idlib province, the last remaining rebel-held stronghold, many of the displaced live in dire conditions in makeshift camps. In both government and opposition-controlled areas of northern Syria, buildings weakened by years of bombings were particularly vulnerable to this new shock. Carsten Hansen, director for the Middle East at the Norwegian Refugee Council, said in a statement that the earthquake will worsen the suffering of Syrians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces are keeping Ukrainian troops tied down with attacks in the eastern Donbas region. Moscow is thought to be assembling additional combat power there for an expected offensive in the coming weeks. Officials said Monday that intense fighting that has raged for weeks continued around the city of Bakhmut and nearby towns. They're located in the Donetsk region, with neighboring Luhansk makes up the area that borders.